This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy hump day. I'm so excited. It just seems that the four of us, myself, Steve Miggs, Danny, and Sarah, we get a little less tired every day.
Do we?
But are we still pretty tired?
I am still on the struggle bus. I gotta say, San Diego kicked my ass.
I can't believe it.
I'm too old for this crap, kids.
I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
I really thought I would be firing on all cylinders by halfway through the traditional work week, but I am not.
But even my wife asked me, would you do it again? I said, I'd do it again tomorrow.
I'm gonna do it again if they'll have us.
So much fun.
Do you guys, so nobody, wait, but Danny, did you get a nap yesterday?
Not really. It was like 15 minutes maybe after I went to the gym, and I was like, but then I was thinking that maybe if I didn't take a nap, I'd sleep better last night. Spoiler alert, sure did not.
Yeah, you don't sound like you slept well last night.
Oh, I should not fall asleep again. I was like, what is happening?
Dude, so I get home. And usually once I get home, it's not like I get a nap. And it's like, what are we doing? Because I know we're doing something. And so Tatum wants to go to the mall so she can get clothes for our school. Because she's going to go to preschool. And we still got some time. She's already packed her lunch. We're still like weeks away from this thing happening. But she's already got enough lunch for like, I don't know, for like the next year. Even though the preschool she's going to is a half a day and she doesn't even get lunch there. But who am I to ruin her fun time? But she wants to go shopping for clothes. So, you know, mom, Sid's like, all right, well, we're going to go shopping for some clothes at the South Hill Mall. I'm like, you guys go do that. I still got to take a shower. I got back from the gym. I don't want to slow you guys down. In my head, I'm like, they're going to go to the mall. I'm going to get a nap in, and this is going to be amazing. Could not fall asleep.
Oh,
finally fell asleep. 2 seconds later, they're walking through the door. I'm like, I should have just went to the mall with you guys.
And I believe Sarah did not nap. I believe I did not nap. None of us napped.
No, but I need to.
But you know what? Today's a new day. Maybe we'll get to later.
Mm. Look at that positive thinking. I love that.
Well, let's inform our rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Well, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And you know who needed a nap? Well, first of all, happy National Tattoo Removal Day. So if you're planning on getting rid of a tattoo, today's your day to do it,
Taryn.
All right,
good to know.
Do you have a tattoo that you'd like to get rid of?
I mean, the very first tattoo I ever got, my zodiac sign, which is Capricorn, it's just not great. And it's I'm not like a big subscriber to the horoscope world anymore. Right. So I'm like, I'd rather probably cover it up than get it removed.
Those are those moments where you just have to, it just has to happen. Like, nobody older than you can tell you, hey, you're going to regret that tattoo because you're like, you're just dumb and old. But now, as an older version of yourself, you're probably thinking, yeah, that was dumb. I regret that.
It's definitely a literal timestamp, though. There are so many people 100%. Around my age that all have our zodiac symbol tattooed. Like, that was a thing.
What's the zodiac symbol again?
It's Capricorn. It kind of looks like it looks like the letters V8 because it's a goat. But it looks like V8. So everyone's like, what's V8 mean? I'm like, it's Capricorn.
I would just lean into that. I'd be like, I love the drink.
Oh, God.
I freaking love it. What's your problem? Well, you know who needs a good nap? We're talking about naps is your Seattle Mariners.
Oh.
I don't know what the hell happened yesterday, but I don't even think they do. They just got spanked by the Detroit Tigers. George Kirby, who's known for being an angry guy even when he's winning games, I can't imagine he's a very happy camper because he had his worst start since he's been playing in Major League Baseball, letting in 11 runs. He gave up 13 hits in just 3 2/3 innings. That's how bad it was, including a grand slam. The Tigers beat the Mariners 15-1. Now they're a game and a half back as the Astros won yesterday. But yeah, yesterday was a rough one, so hopefully we can bounce back today.
Yikes. The Golden Bachelorette is set to debut with 24 eligible distinguished bachelors competing
Silver
for the heart
foxes.
Of Joan was a fan favorite on the first season of The Golden Bachelor. She's 61 years old, and one of the contestants is 69-year-old Kim. He is a retired Navy captain from right here in Seattle, and he wants to take Joan on a romantic sailboat ride at sunset. So we'll see if that shakes out
and never come back.
And the premiere is happening on ABC on September 19th. I will be watching because it was my favorite ever when it was The Golden Bachelorette. The Golden Bachelor. I loved it.
I'd say I'd be watching it with you, but just keep me posted on how Kim does. I kind of want to see him do well.
He's so handsome, too.
Why?
Well, because he's...
Does he have a beard?
He's got a beard.
Oh, nice.
He's tan. He's definitely got the white silver fox hair going on.
Is the beard all gray?
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. Sarah, have you seen him?
Yeah, I don't really know what Taryn's talking about, but Taryn likes the older men, so that's her vibe, I guess.
He looks so nice.
Yeah, but nice doesn't mean you're hot.
So do you want Brad to have full gray hair? Is that your thing? Is that a fetish?
No. His beard is getting there, but he has approximately like 12 gray hairs on his head. He's like very lucky.
12?
12.
I like that she counted them. All right. Hey, Starbucks, their CEO is stepping down. His first name's Laxman, which I think is just an awesome name. I'm Laxman. He's stepping down after just a year in the role because, well, I mean, Starbucks has just had a rough year as far as, like, just customer satisfaction. Some people just haven't been very happy with them, so they need to change things, shake some stuff up. So they just replaced him with Brian Nickel, who's the current CEO of Chipotle. So he's going to be helping out make things better because apparently he did a great job with Chipotle. So that's what's going on with them. And the first big change, I don't know if you heard about this, but it starts in September. They're introducing the carne asada latte. I'm kidding. Although I would. I'm sure people would try it.
Taryn was so into that for a second.
I was like, what is it? Tell me more.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 76 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
You guys know those gold records that a band will get for their album sales?
Yes, we have them here. And sometimes we can even take them home if they're going to like get rid of them or toss them away. Like, do you have any gold records in your house?
I don't, but I know that they have been offered up before. I just didn't take them.
I had like a Ben Folds one that was pretty sweet. But then eventually it kind of ran its course, so I put it on eBay and like sold it for a couple bucks. But then joke was on me because I didn't realize how much it would cost to ship. So I ended up spending more money shipping it than the money I made from selling it on eBay.
That is embarrassing.
It was. It was bad. I deserved it. Whatever, though. Danny, you got one? Probably for the offspring.
Yep. Conspiracy of One. It's up in my bedroom.
Nice. Well, there's one well-known band that just shared that they broke the frame that the gold record was in to see if it was actually their record inside. And guess what? It sure wasn't. Their story is great, and you're going to hear from them at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Beastie Boys are going viral because they revealed on Conan O'Brien's podcast that the gold record they received for Paul's Boutique was not actually their album. It was a different record inside altogether. So here they are chatting with Conan about this.
So we were at our studio here in California, and I was smoking the pot. This was a long time ago.
I would also just love to get stoned with the Beastie Boys and just listen to their stories.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have so many stories from the very beginning all the way to, sadly, no longer be able to perform because one of the members is no longer with us. But that would just be crazy.
This was a long time ago.
Oh, God.
And we had...
trying to discourage kids from doing this.
We had a gold record on the wall. It was our record, Paul's Boutique. And I was looking at it, and I could see it has our label, and I could see that it has, you know, whatever, like 9 songs on the one side. And I was looking at the actual gold record. It only had 4 songs on it. And I was like, wait, you guys. And so we opened it. Yep. And we put the record on a record player. And
a gold record.
Well,
and
open, it was, like, I mean, broke the glass. Broke the glass and put the record out on the thing.
And it was somebody doing, like, piano versions of, like, Barry Manilow, like, Feelings. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Just some other...
So- When someone just has a gold record, they just take any record.
Apparently
spray paint.
That's awesome.
I want more people to test this situation.
It would be pretty fun to just like find all the gold records that you could get your hands on, take them out, and just see if any of them are the actual record.
That just seems so strange to me that they would put it all together like that without that much intention. You know what I mean?
They're probably just like, whatever, just spray paint any record.
They'll never know.
The Beastie Boys are never going to check, not realizing that they're stoned and they're hyper-focused on the fact that there's not as many tracks on that gold record as there are on their actual album. Mm. That Paul's Boutique record, when you think about it, though, that wouldn't even they couldn't even put that record out now.
Oh, no.
Because of the number of samples.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's like over... I think they say it contains anywhere from 100 to 300 samples. Whoa. And, you know, back in the day, it was the Wild Wild West. You didn't have to worry about getting clearance from Johnny Cash or from, like, these different disco bands or the Beatles. Like, they were using everybody's drum loops and horn sections and making all these songs with that. I think even one song has 25 samples in it. To get that kind of clearance financially, you couldn't afford to pull that off.
Well, then you'd make no money off of that song at all.
Right. That's such a great record.
It really is.
Remember, what was it? Hey, Ladies.
Oh.
I feel like Sarah would get down to this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's already feeling it. That was such a weird record, though, the entire time. When I was a teenager and I heard this record, I'm like, I don't even know what the hell they're making reference to, like, 90% of the time. They're like, these weird pop culture references. I'm like, oh, that turns out to be, like, a famous baseball player from Japan. I'm like, I had no idea.
I recently watched it. I think it was they did the big interview. It was Ad-Rock and his, I don't know if they're married. Yeah, they've got to be married. Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill.
Yeah.
They're together. And they did the big interview, and it was so fantastic. To your point, he seems like the kind of guy I'd want to smoke some doobies with.
Smoke some doobies.
Hear him
tell some stories about the Beasties. It'd be pretty sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Known to let the beat drop. Rockaholics, if you're not listening this morning on the Odyssey app, let me tell you, that is a shame. Because when you are logged in and listening to The Rock of Seattle, you're going to have your chances to win your share of $100,000. I believe every hour you listen,
Yep.
You get an entry each day. So it's very easy. You just create your account or log into your existing free account on the Odyssey app and start streaming The Rock. You can get more info at KISW.com. Happy listening. So yesterday, Steve, it was a rough day for you.
Yep.
I'm not talking about the fact that you haven't had a nap.
Sarah. Thanks.
I'm talking about the fact that you really sucked at Beat Migs.
Oh, yeah.
You lost all three games, and it was really embarrassing
for
you.
Don't clap for that. That's the first time it's ever happened.
I think we actually have a few examples of how bad you were.
Oh, do we? That's great.
The four countries that make up the United Kingdom are England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and what?
France.
No. No, no.
No, no.
No, no.
No, no. I don't know. London.
No.
Great Britain.
No.
That's just great. Thanks for sharing that one.
What is the largest joint in the human body? oh, my gosh.
What wow. I was going to say the femur.
Well, you'd be wrong.
Oh. The thigh?
No.
The ribs?
No.
Yeah, listening back, that didn't.
The ribs.
Didn't
the
make
ribs.
Sense.
Why would the ribs have a joint?
Oh, no. What South Asian country touches the Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea, and the Bay of Bengal?
South Asian. I don't know. What, Japan?
No.
China?
No.
Asia?
No.
I think we do know that you're really bad with geography. Yeah. So let's, Sarah, let's keep having lots of geography questions in the game of Beat Migs, please.
Okay, you got it.
No, no.
No, no.
So it's pretty clear to me that you need a little help.
Okay.
You do. And just like any athlete that's out there in their slump, they need to see a sports psychologist. You know what I'm saying?
Beat Migs is truly the ultimate athletic competition.
Yeah, so we got a sports therapist to help you, a psychologist even. Wow. And so we're going to chat with Brett Sandwick from Elite Mentality, a man that has helped many athletes and maybe could even help you. He even helped Seahawks players. We're going to chat with him after Disturbed.
The Daily Migs Show.
In case you missed it yesterday, Rockaholic Steve Migs had a rough one when it came to playing Beat Migs. You lost all three games.
Bad.
And we want to help you get out of your funk because
Thank
we're
you.
A team and we feel for you. And
you
so
guys
we're
are
bringing
givers.
We're bringing in an absolute expert. His name is Brett Sandwick with Elite Mentality. Brett, you are the most qualified person. Good morning. We're looking forward to having you help our boy this morning.
Good morning. Trying to see how to help Steve.
What's up, Brett?
How's it going?
Doing good. Now, Brett, but for our listeners, so you are the CEO of Elite Mentality, and not only have you worked with, like, you know, athletes of all ages from high school, college, but also on the professional ranks, including a few Seahawks as well. Can you tell people exactly what you do over there?
Yeah, so some of the biggest things is if we look at performance, what percentage of performance is mental? So in a sport like football, if 50% or 80% of it is mental, and we're leaving that 80 or 50% to chance, then ultimately we're leaving a large performance to chance. So getting back to you is looking at what percentage of the trivia is then mental. And if we're just leaving that confidence, that overthinking, that focus to chance, then ultimately we're not performing as best as we could.
Well, I would not consider what Steve did yesterday a performance at all, but we'd like to share an example with you, Brett, of how bad he was yesterday.
What is the main meat ingredient in a traditional shepherd's pie?
Potatoes.
No.
Ah! Oh my.
Is that a meat, sir?
I don't know if I can be helped, Brett.
Well, Steve, is it a performing under pressure problem? A performance of the moment problem? Or is it a training? Is it a study? Is it a knowledge problem?
What'd you say, Sarah?
I said you should ask your wife. It's
okay, now we've gone too far.
Pressure problem.
You know, Brett, I feel like it was a hangover problem. See, we went to a convention last week, and we drank a lot, and we partied a lot, and I feel like that might be affecting my performance, which I don't know if that happens much with, like, Seahawks players or PGA players or baseball players, but I think that's the big issue, is that I'm hungover.
That makes a lot of sense. That's where, I would say, from the athletic side, that's where athletes a lot of times avoid alcohol. But on the special operations side, we definitely have alcohol as a part of the culture. So it's about dealing with it, Steve. So no matter the excuse, you still have to perform.
Yeah.
You got to show up, Steve.
So what kind of tips could you give me to kind of get out of my funk?
A couple of them. One, are you distracted? So is your mind in the future or is it in the past? if it's already thinking about you being hungover, probably in the past, not having confidence, or if your mind is in the future, thinking about, are you going to lose your fourth match in a row, your fifth match? You're probably going to have some anxiety. Another point to that is then, are you putting too little or too much pressure on yourself? If we have too high of a fight or flight response, it actually shuts down the part of our brain, our prefrontal cortex, that is in charge of memory and decision making. So the answer is you probably just need to calm down. So focus in on your breathing. And probably the last thing is you're overthinking. So your mind's probably everywhere. You need to create the narrative, no matter what everyone else is saying in the studio, outside, that's going to get you back to your best performance.
And they don't say nice things to me, Brett. That's the problem, too, I think. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's interesting.
And Brett,
So that's where with athletes, or with pro athletes, you can't just listen to the media. So what I tell my pro athletes is you probably have to think the opposite of whatever the media is saying. Either you're performing too bad, you have to have that confidence, or if you're performing very well, you have to have that motivation to keep going better.
So here's a serious question. Like, when you do deal with that, like, how do you tell an athlete or anyone? Like, could you also work with special ops over at Joint Base Lewis McChord? You've been training Army soldiers since 2013 as well. How do you, like, help them just clear their mind? Like, is there a practice that they could do to be able to just, like, shut their mind off when they're in the moment so that they don't have to worry about things that have happened in the past or things that are happening in the future?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is having a plan for it. So if we think about when this happens, when I lack confidence, then I do this. And really, we need to turn confidence into a behavior instead of an emotion. So having that plan, when this happens, then I do this. We're not searching for the answer in the moment, which a lot of times under pressure, we don't think the right thing. So we have to have studied for that test before the actual performance. And then we have to practice it. And we do that within special operations in a high fight or flight response, getting their heart rate up, and then having decision, reaction, memory tasks.
Well, now, Brett, you could say you've helped out athletes, you've helped out U.S. Army soldiers, and idiots on the radio that play trivia games.
This will be the top of my resume, Steve.
If I do on the next game, I'll send you a testimonial for your website.
Oh, my gosh, please. Brett Sandwich with Elite Mentality. You can check him out at elitementality.com. And on Instagram, you are at elite.mentality. Thank you so much for helping our boy Steve Miggs this morning, Brett.
Thank you all. Have a great one.
Take care, Brett.
Now we'll have to see if that advice is actually going to work out today, Steve Miggs. Are you feeling better?
I'm not paying attention to you. I'm keeping my brain completely blank.
He's in the zone, guys. He's in the zone. So will Brett help Miggs this morning? Call now if you want to try to shut him down for the fourth game of Beat Miggs in a row. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.